哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣的祝福，我们今天一起聚会来享受安息生日。
Hallelujah, thanks to the grace of God that all of us are able to be here, to worship Him.
愿主耶稣继续带领我们下午的聚会。
May the Lord continue to guide, our afternoon service.
下午跟大家来继续谈披戴基督。
And this afternoon, I would like to continue my topic on to put on Christ.
神爱我们世人。
God loved everyone in this world.
他在起初的时候为亚当夏娃用皮做衣服给他们穿。
At the very beginning, God has made a clothes for Adam and Eve, out of leather.
我们知道这件皮衣就是预表的耶稣基督。
And we know that the leather clothing signifies or symbolizes Christ.
所以今天呢，我们因着相信耶稣基督。
And because we believe in Christ today,
受洗归入基督里面。
And to have baptized into the Lord,
就是穿上了这一件皮衣。
It is to put on this leather cloth.
所以保罗这样说。
Therefore, Paul said,
我们世人呢，因犯罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
And people in this world has sinned against God and has fallen short of the grace of God.
现在蒙神的恩典呢，借着耶稣基督的救赎使我们白白的蒙神称义。
And because of His grace and also blessings, that we are able to be sanctified for free.
神为我们做了皮衣就是神的恩典。
And because our clothes has been made out of skin, and that is the grace of God.
要借着耶稣基督的救赎，使我们能够恢复与神的关系。
Through His salvation, that we once again can rebuild the relationship with Him.
能享受人的福气。
And also to deserve the blessing as a human.
这是神的爱。
That is the love of God.
那我们怎么样来穿上这件皮衣？
And how are we supposed to put on this cloth of skin?
借着我们的信心。
It is through our faith.
所以神所设立的就是借着耶稣基督的救赎。
Therefore, the salvation that has been instituted by Christ.
因为他替我们牺牲献上他自己来做挽回祭。
He has sacrificed for all of us and has become a offering of redemption.
因为耶稣基督的牺牲被杀流血，那才有这件皮衣。
Because of his sacrifice that he shed his blood, therefore there are leather or skin to be available to make into clothes.
圣经上说神的恩典是借着我们人的信临到我们身上。
And according to the scripture, the grace of God come about from our faith.
所以这件皮衣按照主耶稣所说的是信而受洗必然得救。
Therefore, according to this leather cloth, it means that as long as we believe and we baptize, and we will be saved.
所以当时该隐跟亚伯
At that time, when Cain and Aaron was around,
一个信，一个不信。
One of them believed and one of them did not believe.
所以该隐他就不愿意穿上这件皮衣。
Cain did not want to put on the clothes of leather.
他愿意穿上自己所做的衣服。
He rather put on the clothes that made by himself.
他总是认为自己所编的这个裙这个漂亮。
He always thought to himself that the things that he made was beautiful.
所以他不能在神面前得称为义。
Before God, he was not considered as righteous.
他永远离开神。
He has departed from God forever.
不得见神的面。
There was no way for him to see the face of God.
他所过的生活是受咒诅的生活。
And the kind of life that he lived was a cursed one.
很可怜。
And it was indeed pathetic.
但是亚伯他相信他穿上了。
And Abel that he put on the cloth made by God.
今天我们也是相信穿上。
Today, we also believe in God and we put on the clothes that has been made by God.
那就穿上这一件衣服。
And to have put on this very piece of cloth.
不是一时穿上。
It is not because we wanted to put it on.
那就要靠着我们的信心。
It is through our faith.
这件衣服啊，一直都穿上。
And this piece of clothes has been always on our body.
不能脱掉。
You can never take it off.
并且要穿得很整齐。
You must wear it tidily.
这是我们信心的功夫。
And this is the way that we conduct our acts of faith.
所以圣经这样说。
And the Bible tells us this.
我们看罗马书第一章。
Please turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章十六节十七节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 16 and 17.
这里保罗说，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。十七节说，因为啊，神的义正在这个福音上显明出来，这义啊是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。啊，这一段保罗提到这个福音是神的大能。
And Paul mentioned over here that the salvation is the power of God.
也就是神的爱。
It is from the love of God.
神的大能是要救人，因为这个显明神的爱。
God's power is to save us.
首先从犹太人再临到外邦人。
And it all began from Jew and then to the Gentile.
那时候基督说，因为神的义就在这个福音上面显明出来。
And because of the righteousness that has been revealed.
这个神的义就是这件皮衣啊。
And the righteousness is in reference to the clothes of leather.
这个是神的义加在我们的身上。
And this leather of leather clothes has been put on our body.
因为我们本是罪人。
Because all of us were sinners.
罪人是不能见神。
Sinners are not qualified to see God.
那神是义的。
And God is righteous.
那神的义来加在我们罪人的身上。
Therefore, the righteousness of God has been given to us.
这就是耶稣基督。
Which is Christ Jesus.
耶稣基督啊，就是神的义。
And Christ Jesus is the righteous of God, righteousness of God.
披戴他，穿上去了。
Therefore, we put on it, we wear it.
那我们就在神面前呢，就被称为义啊。
Before God, we are considered as righteous.
好，那么这个义啊，是本于信。
And this righteous came from.Come from our faith.
今天我们就因着相信，所以神这个义就披戴在我们身上。
Because of our faith and belief, that we are able to put on the righteousness of God.
但是下面说以至于信。
And it says here,
这个起初的因信啊，神的义加在我们身上，这是我们信而受洗。
It says here to live by faith, and after we have baptized, we baptize after we believe.
那经上说，义人必因信得生。
And it says here, the righteous will live by faith.
义人就是已经披戴基督的人。
The righteous are the one who has already put on Christ.
已经相信受洗在神面前蒙称为义的人。
And those is in reference to those people who believe in the Lord, who have been baptized and has come under His name.
那么到最后啊，耶稣再来审判的时候。
When the time the judgment day comes,
说义人必因信得生。
The righteous will live by faith.
这就告诉我们，这个信心啊，不是说我相信受洗那就好了，就完成了。
Therefore, it's telling us here that it is not sufficient that only if we only have faith.
这个信心啊是永恒性的。
Faith is something eternal.
这件衣服是因为信心，所以你穿得很好。
Perhaps it's by faith that you wear your clothes properly now.
这是信心的功效。
It is the effect of faith.
那一旦你信心失落了。
But once your faith has fallen.
信心退步了。
Maybe your faith has backslided.
功效就消失了。
Then the effect will diminish.
他将那件衣服就脱掉了，没有了。
You are taking off that very cloth.
那这样的话，这个罪人又显现出来了。
Then once again you reveal your sinful self again.
那就不能见神了。
Therefore you are now no longer qualified to see God.
啊，就不能得救了。
And you cannot be saved.
所以这里说啊，义人必因信得生，就是这个意思。
This is what it meant by the righteous will live by faith.
我们一定要披戴基督。
We have to put on Christ.
才能见神。
And we have to put on Christ in order to be qualified to see God.
所以保罗啊，在写罗马书到十三章的时候，特别强调这一点。
At Romans chapter 13, Paul especially stressed out.
啊，我们看十三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 13.
十三章。14节
Chapter 13, verse 14.
特别在十一节的时候提到啊，这个现在时候啊，离得救的日子已经更近了。
Especially,
十一节。
From verse 11, it is a reminder to all of us that the end time is near.
因为现在这个时候是黑夜已深啊，白昼将近。
And the night is near over, and the day is almost here.
那在这样的时刻里头啊，这披戴基督啊是非常重要的。
It's very important for us to put on Christ at this very moment.
所以他说啊，要把这些暧昧的行为啊，这个脱掉啊。
Therefore, it is a reminder to all of us that we have to take away all the sinful acts.
还要带上这个光明的兵器。
And then to put on the armor of light.
那怎么样脱掉这个暗昧的行为？
And how can we put aside the deeds of darkness?
因为这是要先脱掉，这旧的要先脱掉，然后再穿上这个新的。
We have to take off the old and put on the new.
那这个十三节就说的。
And verse 13 it said,
行事为人要端正。
Let us behave decently.
这个披戴基督啊，就是我们的行事为人。
To have put on Christ is the way that we conduct ourselves.
开始的时候，我们因信受洗啊，这是一个称义啊，就是一个恩典的领受。
At the very beginning, when we believe in the Lord and being baptized, that is and put on the cloth of Christ. That is only a first step to it.
归入基督里面，披戴基督
，and you become part of Christ, and you put on Christ，
变成一个新人了
，and you have become a new person。
那这个新人呢、啊，会在行事为人，在生活里头啊，会表现出来。
And this new person will manifest itself in everyday life。
啊，所以下面所提到的这个信心的功效啊，是在我们生活上面表现出来。
Therefore, the fruit of your faith, the fruit of your faith manifests in your everyday life.
所以有耶稣基督的这种样式显明出来。
And you have shown the image of Jesus Christ.
所以行事为人要端正，那个衣服要穿的啊，端端正正的。
And you have to behave decently.
有些人穿衣服啊，就喜欢的这样随随便便的。
Some people like to dress very casually.
比较有个性啊。
And perhaps it's a way to show your personal character.
这是人的自由啊，谁都管不着的。
Well, it's your freedom that no one else could have tell you what to do.
但今天我们要见神的人呢，按照神的规定，端端正正，你不能随便。
And according to our scripture, to see God, you have to behave decently.
这是神为我们做的，特别要赐给我们的。
This is something that has been specially made for all of us by God.
是我们啊，要见神的礼服。
It is a gown that we have to put on in order to see God.
不能像一些人呢说，哎呀，我脱起来绑在腰带可以，怎么穿都可以，不可以这样随便的。
Some people might just take the gown and just dress it a different way.
所以有些人呢，虽然是相信了，但是呢，在这一方面呢，就忽略掉了。
There are people who might have believed in the Lord, but they neglected the way of dressing it.
那就很可惜了。
I would say that is quite pitiful in some way.
所以保罗在这个地方再一次特别提醒。
Paul has reminded all of us again here.
啊, 所以我们行事为人要端正, 啊,
that we have to behave decently.
那怎么样端正?
How can we behave decently?
好, 下面我们就看看, 啊,
then we read on.
说好像行在白昼, 是光明中行, 行在光明中。
As in the daytime.
光明中啊, 不是端端正正的。
As in the daytime, it's a way of walking in light.
那在光明中呢，下面三个很重要。
And
就不做这些暧昧的事情了。
It's more important as to what has to follow. It says here, not in orgies and drunkenness.
这个三方面的事情。
There are three things here in darkness.
第一个是在生活上的。
One of which is in our everyday life.
不可荒宴醉酒。
That we cannot be in orgies or drunkenness.
追求这个生活上的这种奢华宴乐。
That you only after the feast of this world.
一般世人呢、啊，大概都是追求这方面的享乐，因为没有别的了，就是这个快乐就在这里嘛。
And you find many people in this world enjoying drinking.
今天我们在耶稣基督里面呢，就不在乎这一些了，我们的喜乐就不在乎这些了。
In Christ, we should not depend on our joy on drinking alone.
我们的喜乐，圣经上说，以神为乐。我们去追求，能够见神，能够得到神的恩典福气，这个才是快乐。
The source of our joy should be from Christ alone.
我反省啊，我思想回想这样，啊，四十几年来在耶稣基督里面的生活呢，很喜乐，很快乐。
Then I think about my past 40 some years. In Christ, I am very joyful.
虽然没有赚大钱,
even though I have not made great money,
也没有什么值得人家羡慕的东西啊,
there's nothing else that I can boast about.
但是就很快乐啊,
but I'm happy.
这个是什么都买不到的,
it's something that is, that you cannot buy.
这种快乐是没有人能夺去的。
There is a kind of happiness that no one else could have snatched it away.
这个才是真正的享受。
That is what I call the true enjoyment.
在基督里面能够享受这种说不出来的那种安息，那种快乐。
In Christ, we can experience the kind of joy and happiness that no one else could have.
说清楚一点，那就是一种真正的平安。
To be more precise, that will be the true peace.
那个才是真正我们所想要的。
And the true peace is something that we should go after.
那没有这种平安的人呢，他一定是往这一方面厌乐，尽量去享受，让肉体啊感觉到哦快乐，这样就好了。
Without the true peace from Christ, perhaps you will be like anyone in this world that always find drinking as a pleasure.
这种享受啊，是带来呀、啊。更虚空的感觉。
And the kind of worldly enjoyment can only bring about boredoms to you.
所以呢，我们不要再去追求这一种。我说不可以荒宴醉酒。
Let us not be drunken.
那第二就是不可好色邪荡。
And it says here, not in sexual immorality.
这个也是一种肉体的情欲。
This is a kind of physical desire.
没有属灵的这种盼望的。
Talking about those people who have no hope.
他不想见神的。
No, those are the one who did not want to see God.
他就要追求这些。
He just want to pursue after all these.
所以你看该隐的后裔啊，我们看创世纪第五章就知道。
And if you look at Genesis chapter 5, descendants of Cain.
他离开神以后啊，生了一个儿子，取名叫以诺。
And after he departed from God, and he has begotten a son called Enoch.
他就建造一座城。
And he made a city.
这座城的名叫做以诺城。
And this city is the city of Enoch.
他觉得这个很荣耀啊。
He thought there was something glorious.
以后他的后代呀、啊哦，发展这个世界上的这些文明。
Because all of his descendants were devoted in developing the civilization of humans.
所以在世上很有成就啊。
He has gained much achievements in this world.
后来呀、啊，哇，到拉麦的时候，哇，娶了好几个太太。
But eventually, he has married several wives.
他要享受这种快乐。
He wanted to enjoy the kind of pleasure that he was after.
离开神了，他就要追求这些。
And since he has already departed from God, this is the only kind of enjoyment that he
is after. 神的儿子就没有追求这些。And
as the Son of God, you will never be going after this kind of pleasure.
从亚伯的这个系统，神的儿子也有一个叫以诺。And
from Job's side, there is a descendant also by the name of
Eno.以诺他与神同行三百年。
And Eno has walked with God for 300 years.
最后啊，神把他取去了。And
finally, God has took him back.
因为神喜欢他。Because
God has favor in him.
他在世上只有生儿养女，没有其他的。In
this world, he only have children and raise children.
他的快乐啊，就是与神同行。And
his joy solely come from walking with God.
而且今天我们是想要见神的人呐，我们就不要去追求世上这种放纵这种肉体的情欲了。And
today, since we are people who are going after the grace of God, we should not be after this kind of fleshly desire.
第三点说，不可以增进嫉妒了。And
not in dissension and jealousy.
这个是人的一种骄傲的心。And
this is talking about the pride of man.
总是不输人的。And
we never wanted to be inferior than others.
总是希望
You always want to be superior than others.
所以会有争竞。
Therefore, there will be competition exists.
这个世界上一定是这样的，竞争的一个世界。
And that's how it is. There is always competition in this world.
一旦竞争啊，就很多事情就会出来了。
Once you compete, there will be all kinds of consequences.
既然争，就要斗。
And since you compete, then you have to fight.
这个世界就是这样来的。That's
how this world also.
但是今天我们受洗，披戴基督，归入基督里面，在基督里面的人就没无所争了。When
we have come under the name of Christ and put on Christ, then we will no longer have this kind of fight.
因为我们所追求的是见神，得到神的赐福。Because
all we want to do is to receive the blessing from God.
那要得到神的赐福，可以争来的吗？
And if you want to receive the blessing from God, is that really something that you have to fight for?
这个不可能的事情吗?
I don't think that is possible at all.
所以我们不争。
Therefore, we do not fight for it.
与世无争。
We have no competition and fight against the world.
当然在基督里面更不可能下争。
Of course, in Christ, we should never, we will never have to fight over grace.
因为神所赐的福气没有什么争的。
Because blessings need not to be fought for.
神是公义的神。
God is a just God.
所以不必争啊。
Therefore, we should not fight for it.
有些做儿女的，因为父母有时候，我们人呢，有时候不会很公义啊，会有点偏袒啊。
As parents, perhaps there are times when we are biased.
所以呢，有些做儿女都是一直要争啊，要争啊。
And you find your children trying to fight for your attention.
但是在天父的家里，在基督里面是无所争的。
But in Christ, in the family of, in the home of Christ, there is nothing that you should fight for.
更不可能有这嫉妒。And
not even to say about jealousy.
那像该隐就嫉妒了。
Look at Cain. He was jealous over his brother.
他为什么会杀掉亚伯?
And why did he kill Abel?
弟弟有没有得罪他?
Did Abel offended him?
弟弟有没有什么事情对他对不起他?
And did Abel did something that has offended him?
这个嫉妒是最没有理由的啦。
And jealousy is always unreasonable.
最坏的事情就是嫉妇。
And the worst thing could have happened of all is jealousy.
这根本就没有理由的啦。
There's no reason to jealousy.
就看到别人比自己好。
Whenever you see someone who's better off
than you are. 他得到神的祝福有什么错，有什么不对吗？
And what's wrong with this person being blessed by God?
但是该隐就看不过去啊。But
Cain just cannot bear seeing that.
就是不喜欢他。
He just didn't like Cain, didn't like Abel.
就是要想办法把他杀掉啊，才心里才舒服啊。
And he tried to think all ways just to get rid of
Abel. 所以这个嫉妒啊，是最可怕的。
And I would say that jealousy is the most dreadful of all.
所以世界上有一句话说树大招风。
And there is a saying in Chinese that a big tree could have lured stronger wind.
他有本事啊，他赚钱啊，他发达。 这样也是会招来很多这些祸患的。
That is to say that maybe someone of high status of wealth, that he will attract a lot of attention.
世上的人都很喜欢发财。
And people in this world is always after money.
可是一旦发财了，哇，他知道说糟糕了，祸患跟在后面。
But once you gain the level of wealth, there comes more. Some more other consequences.
现在台湾呢，在流行这个签什么什么东西啊，什么什么彩啊。
In Taiwan, people are now having a lottery rush.
都几亿，算亿的。And
the first prize is always over $100 million.
奖金积到3亿了，3亿多了。And
perhaps some at a point. That the first prize has gone up to $300 million in cash.
哇，你就运气很好，签到了。And
if you are lucky, that you win the first prize.
一下子三亿啊！All
of a sudden, you become a $3 million wealthy person.
如果一不小心啊，别人就知道说，哦，你签上了。And
if someone were to know that you are the winner,
你就不好睡觉了。Then
you will no longer have peace.
你本来很快乐啊。
And perhaps you were so happy and at ease before.
一下子发财了，三亿领到你了。
And all of a sudden, you gain a $300 million of wealth.
你还可以很公然的去享受吗？
And can you just enjoy easily?
这个社会就变这样了。And
that's how the society is.
所以这个世界啊，是很可怕的。这个该隐的世界也很可怕的。
This world is dreadful, and the world of Cain is even more dreadful.
那今天我们在基督里面，我们神的儿女呀，我们不追求这些发财的事情。
In Christ, and we are the children of God, we should never go after this kind of wealth.
我们追求的是自由、平安、喜乐。
The things that we are after is peace and joy.
这个才是人生啊。
That is the meaning of life.
发财不是人生啊。
To gain wealth is not the meaning of life.
争取很高的地位不是人生啊。
To strive for higher status is not the meaning of life.
你真正享受自由、快乐、平安，这个才是人生。
It's only when you truly enjoy the peace that you have gained the true meaning of life.
一旦有争竞、有嫉妒啊，就平安、喜乐都没了。
Once there is competition and jealousy, there will be no peace at all.
所以呢，今天我们在基督里面，我们要避免这些，要去掉这些。
Therefore, in Christ, we should avoid ourselves from dissension and jealousy.
我们就能常常见神，常常享受神的平安喜乐。
And we can always see God and enjoy the peace in Him.
这个就是我们要 披戴基督。
This is what we call by putting on Christ.
所以十四节这里说，
At verse 14 it said.
总要披戴主耶稣基督。Rather,
clothe yourself with the Lord Jesus Christ.
不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。And
do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinner nature, sinful nature.
很会安排。And
perhaps you can always think about something to do.
为什么安排？And
why do you think about things to do?
为了自己肉体的私欲需要来安排。And
You arrange all kinds of things to do just to please your own desires.
这个也是一种愁烦呢。
This is also a kind of worry, anxiety.
这是一种负担呢。
It's also kind of burden to you.
很劳苦的了。 It
is painful, I should say.
你可以计划很多事情，哦，去做了，好像很享受，完了之后，哦，累得不得了。
And maybe you try to plan on this something that could please your desire. And you have spent so much effort in it, but at the end, you just feel everything is empty.
那一般世人啊，他因为不能见神。
And people in this world are not able to see God.
像该隐离开神了，他一定要用心要去计划这些事情。
Take for example Cain, that he planned so much on the things that he wanted to do.
所以他拼命，他发展就世界文明啊，现在这个世界就是这样子。
And therefore, he devoted himself in pursuing the civilization of this world.
所以就成为劳苦担重担。
And he has become a person who has bore the most burden.
但是今天我们在耶稣基督里,替代基督啊, 就是讲信心,
as a believer in Christ and having put on a Christ, that we only believe in Christ.
因着信, 这个功效, 神的恩典啊,
because of our faith, that is grace has been bestowed upon us.
所以我们总要披戴基督, 就你要过着这种信心的生活, 在基督里面, 啊, 过信心的生活。
Put on Christ and live in faith.
那这个信心的功效啊, 就是在我们生活里头表现出来,
and the life of faith will take effect.
好像亚伯兰,
just like that of Abraham.
亚伯兰相信神的话, 他离开他的本地本族父家,
Abraham believed that when he leave his own homeland,
他的本族本地的地方, 是他发展的地方,
he has just left.
那到别人的地方去,
and he has gone to someone else's land.
那边一块地也没有, 一间房屋也没有,
he had no possession of land, he has no possession of any other
thing.
And he set up tents everywhere he went.
这样的生活干什么呢?
Well, what is the do you think that this kind of life is meaningful? But the scripture tells us
this.
Abraham has departed from his homeland because of his faith. And he has came to a place where he was instructed by God to go to. And as a sojourner and someone who lived in a tent.
但是亚伯兰过的是什么生活?
What is the kind of life that Abraham lived?
那就是信心的生活。
It's a life of faith.
那在当时那些, 他在那个地方, 迦南人啊,
and at the land of Canaan,
怎么说呢? 看这个亚伯兰的生活啊,
and how did they see the kind of life that Abraham lived?
他们看到说, 哎呀, 你这个亚伯兰啊, 凡你所做的事情呢, 都蒙神赐福。
And the Canaanites, they have observed that in everything that Abraham did, they could see the trace of God in it.
每一个人都看得见, 哎呀, 这个阿伯兰, 这个外来人啊, 希伯来人, 这个外来人, 哎呀, 凡他所做的事情, 都蒙神赐福。
And everyone could see the blessings of God in everything that he did.
这就是亚伯兰的人生。
And that is the life of Abraham.
这个也是今天我相信耶稣基督所追求的生活。
And I believe this is the kind of life that Jesus wants us to live.
我要让人看见, 今天啊, 在我所行的一切事上, 蒙神赐福。
And I want to let others see the blessings of God in me.
这样人家不会嫉妒啊。
No one will be jealous over you.
你有什么争取的啊?
There's no other things that you should
哇,
fight
你站在我的位置,
for.
我要跟你争。
Perhaps you are competing with others over a position.
哇啦, 你多了我的财路, 我要跟你争。
Or maybe you are competing others with others for wealth.
所以在那些当地的人呢, 就看到, 哇, 这个亚伯兰, 他说, 你像一个尊贵的王子一样。
And the Canaanites regarded Abraham as the noble prince of God.
大家很尊敬他。
Everyone respected him.
哦, 一个蒙神赐福的人。
A respected a person that has been blessed by God.
他的儿子以撒也是一样。
And it was the same to his son, Isaac.
那些非利士人,那些迦南人说, 你是一个蒙神赐福的。
And the Canaanites regarded them as a blessed person of God.
因为在你一切所行的事上,我们明明看见神与你同在。
And we have seen God has been God's presence with you.
这个就是我们今天在基督里面披戴基督的生活啊。
In Christ, that's the kind of life that we should live.
不是像世上的人说比我比你能干,我比你聪明,我比你怎么样,不是这样的。
We don't try to compare with the kind of things that people do, the kind of life that other people live.
所以保罗说,总要披戴主耶稣基督。
Therefore, Paul says we should always put on Christ.
所以今天呢,我们其实很简单,我们今天在基督里面,真的是非常快乐。
And in Christ today, it's very simple. All we want to do is to enjoy the happiness from God.
世上的这些啊, 可以说啊, 我们都放弃。
all the things of this world, we should all abandon.
我们看回来这个加拉太书第三章。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 3.
这个披戴基督以后
After putting on Christ.
看二十八节。
Let's read Galatians 3 verse 28.
三章啊，二十七节就是我们受洗归入基督，披戴基督啊。
At verse chapter 3 verse 27, it talks about us having that we gone through faith in Christ Jesus and being baptized.
好，那披戴基督以后啊，看二十八节啊。
Let's go on with verse 28.
说并不分犹太人呐、啊、希利尼人呐、啊、自主的、为奴的、或男或女啊。因为你们在基督耶稣里面呢，都成为义了。
It says here, there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这是真正披戴基督的功效啊。
That is the true effect of putting on Christ.
所以世上那些啊，不平等的、不公平的，很多这些都消失掉了。
And many of the unfairness in this world or unjustness will just disappear by itself.
那一些分门别类、理所当然，大家比来比去的、高高低低的、大大小小那些，都消失掉了。
Many struggles of the in competition and also dissensions shall disappear.
没有种族的差别。
There is no worries of differences in race.
这个是信心的功效。
That is the effect of.Faith.
如果今天我们没有这个信心，披戴基督的信心
，without the faith of putting on Christ today，
那我们还会有种族的歧视
，then you will have racism in you。
好，那我们今天如果真正披戴基督
，and if you truly put on Christ today，
我们就没有种族的差别
，there is no racism in you。
再来呢，也没有什么自主的、为奴的、地位、贫富这种差别
，and there shall be no slave。Nor free, which means to say there is no difference in your status.
所以很多人说：“哎呀，你是董事长，怎么到教会来变成仆佣人了？”
I even heard someone said that, "Wow, you are the CEOs of this company. Why are you, serving the church, just like a servant in the church?"
啊，台北教会也为优呀，他是董事长啊，社会上人都知道他是董事长啊。
And many people know that this one brother in Taipei Church was the owner of a company.
他每天安息日啊，是穿搭着这个维多多啊，在厨房里面在煮菜的，给大家吃啊。
And every Saturday, he would just put on an apron and cook for everyone.
很多教会弟兄姐妹不知道啊。
And many people didn't know that.
有天他的朋友带他朋友来慕道。
And There was once that he brought his friends to the church.
哎呦，安息日聚会完了，哎呦，看到他，这样，这，他很惊讶。
And after the service, his friends found that were surprised to find that he was cooking in the kitchen.
哎呀，董事长怎么在那里厨房啊，在那里煮菜。
And they were surprised to see that he cooking in the kitchen.
所以他那个朋友。哇，不可思议啊！这个事情，他家里是佣人的
，and he has many servants at home。
但是到教会来不一样。
But when you come to the church, it's different。
这个就是信心的功效，披戴基督。
It is the effect of Christ, effect of putting on Christ。
再来，有没有男女的差别
？And there is no difference in gender。
但这个社会上男女就是不一样啊。
And in this world, male and female are always treated differently.
社会上不一样。
And your pay may be different, your status may be different, or in different organizations, you are treated differently.
但是在教会里面是一样的。
In the church, you are treated equally.
没有差别。
There's no difference.
没有谁尊谁卑，没有这样的事情。
No such thing as slave or free ones.
都在基督里面成为一了。
In Christ, you have become one.
这个是什么样的人？
What kind of person is this?
就是神的儿子。
Is the Son of God.
穿这个就是一个新人。
A Son of God who has been renewed.
大家都是这就是一样的一个新人，就披戴基督的人。
A new person who has put on Christ.
同样要承受神的产业的人。
In the same way, a person who has to take over the inheritance of God.
我们看 哥林多后书第
Please turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
17节。
Verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章17节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
说若有人在基督里面，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。若有人在基督里面
，Therefore, if anyone is in Christ，
今天如果我们有信心
，Today, if we have faith，
我们因信进入归入基督里面，披戴基督了。
Because of our faith, we have come under the name of Christ. We have put on Christ.
所以我们变成一个新造的人了。
We have become a new person.
这个是信心的功效，
完全
改变了。
That is the result of our faith that we change.
每一个人都一样，都是一个新造的人。
It's the same to everyone else.
说那些旧的，那些外本来旧的那些外表，哦，有高高低低、大大小，都消失掉了。
And the old has gone, and the new has come.
大家都变成一样的新人。
Everyone has become a new person.
同样蒙神赐福啊。
In the same way that we are blessed.
这个就是披戴基督的生活。
That is the life of putting on Christ.
这一种就是信心。
That is also a life of faith.
有时候我们信心不足啊。
Sometimes we're a lack of faith.
这一些外面的外体的因素啊，还会干扰我们的心啊。
All these outer influence will sometimes still interfere us.
那我们这种属灵的福气啊，喜乐就会受到影响。
And the blessings in spirit will be influenced as well.
就是应该我们会体会到。
Sometimes we do experience this.
当我们看到弟兄姐妹蒙神赐福的时候
，When we find that some of our brothers and sisters is blessed by God，
他得到福气，因为这个是同一个身体啊，他得到福气，说一个肢体得到荣耀，哇，全身体就高兴，就这样。
And perhaps one of our brothers and sisters was blessed by God. It is just like part of our body that has been blessed.All of the rest of the body should be happy.
这种快乐是多么大！
It's the kind of joy that is so great.
所以我常常在享受这种快乐。
Many times I'm enjoying this kind of happiness.
到弟兄姐妹家里去访问，看到这么多神的恩典，快乐，每天访问快乐。
As I visit different members, I find that there are blessings.Of God in each and every of the brothers and sisters, and I was very happy.
不是说我自己得到很多快，自己得到很多不一定快乐，因为弟兄姐妹得到你才快乐，高兴啊！你没有负担，你只有快乐享受啊。
And I'm so happy to see the blessings of God in this brothers and sisters.
那同样的，
in the same token,
这个受到这些患难。
If I see brothers and sisters are in sufferings,
所以有一个肢体受苦啊，哇，我们全身都受苦啊。
If one part of your body is suffering, then the entire body will be suffering.
那这种受苦是怎么样？是一种甘甜啊。
And the kind of suffering is there is sweetness to this kind of suffering.
因为我们去分担弟兄姐妹的这种苦啊，会变成甜，这种苦会变成甘甜啊。
Because
也是一种享受。
If you are sharing this bitterness of the suffering, you will at the same time enjoy the sweetness of it.
带来更多神的恩典充满在我们心里头。
It will bring about more blessings and grace in you.
所以每一次我们想到弟兄姐妹为他祷告的时候，我们就感觉到与神更亲近了。
And when I see brothers and sisters praying for those who are suffering, then I see the grace of God in them.
如果我们看到弟兄姐妹，哎呀，多到我们心里不高兴的时候。那我们像该隐一样。
And if we see the blessings and in brothers and sisters, and yet we are not happy or being jealous, then we are not of God.
所以我觉得说，披戴基督啊，真福气。
To have put on Christ is a blessing.
主耶稣说。
And Jesus said,
你们要常常在我的爱里面。
You must always live in my love.
因为我爱你们。
Because I love you all.
那我们怎么样常常在主的爱里面
？And how can we always live in the love of Christ？
就披戴基督啊，在基督里面，在基督的爱里面。
That is to put on Christ, to always live in the love of Christ.
所以我们过着披戴基督的生活呢，就生活在主耶稣基督的爱里面。
To live a life of putting on Christ is to live in Christ.
主耶稣说啊，你们要遵守我的命令。
Jesus said that you must abide by my command.
就常常住在我的爱里面。
Is to always to have live in my love.
好像我啊。
Just like me.
遵守父的命令。
That I do according to the instruction of God.
常常在父爱里面。
Therefore, I'm always in the love of my Father.
耶稣给我们做了这个榜样。
Jesus has set the example for all of us.
所以今天呢，我们需要披戴基督，总要披戴基督。
And today, it is our turn to put on Christ.
主耶稣的命令说，你们要彼此相爱，只有一条啊。
And Jesus' command is such that we have to love one another.
那我怎么样爱你们，你们就怎么样彼此相爱，就是这么简单啊。
And how I love you, you should love others the same way as I love all of you.
所以我们所祈求的是什么？
What is the kind of thing that we pray for?
弟兄姐妹得到耶稣基督的爱。
That when brothers and sisters receive the blessings of God.
因为我们的彼此相爱，主的爱就更丰盛了。
And because the love of God, every one of us have become more and more abundant.
那我们的生活就更喜乐。
And our life will be filled with joy.
所以披戴基督啊，是最福气。
It is blessed to upon Christ.
但这个是信心的功夫。
But that is something that you have to work on
your faith. 今天我们说相信耶稣基督到底是信什么？
And when we believe in Christ, what do we mean by it?
就是要披戴基督。
Is to put on Christ.
一直到耶稣再来。
Until the days when Jesus comes again.
我们这种信心是不退后的。
Our faith should never go backwards.
把这件衣服穿得端端正正的。
And to put on this cloth of faith properly.
而且是不污染的。
And do not defile the cloth.
那这样我们就会安然见主。
Then we will see God again peacefully.
圣经上说，如果万一啊，当主来的时候，我们的信心已经退后了，那就糟糕了。
And the scripture says that we'll be in trouble if we haven't put on Christ properly.
信心一旦退后啊，这个衣服就脱掉了。
And if you lose your faith, This cloth of faith will be put off.
不但失去了神的恩典呢，也不能见神了。
Not only you lose the grace of God, you cannot also receive the blessing from Him.
所以我们应该把这种起初确实披戴基督的信心呢，坚持到底，那就在基督里有份。
Therefore, we should persevere and hold on to the cloth of faith. From the beginning till the end.
那最后我们来看一段圣经。
And finally, we'll look at another scripture.
以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们怎么样穿上这个新人，穿上披戴这个耶稣基督。
How can we put on Christ and become a renewed person?
那么披戴上去就是穿上了这一件新衣服，就是新人的。
To have put on Christ is to put on a new cloth and to become a new person.
看二十节。
Let's read verse 20.
二十节到二十四节啊。
Verse 20 to verse 24.
说你们学了基督啊，却不是这样。如果你们听过他的道，领了他的教，学了他的真理，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏，又要将你们的心智改换一新，并要穿上新人。这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。今天我们学耶稣基督啊，我们学习啊，耶稣基督。
We should be like Christ today.
这就是披戴基督了。
It's to put on Christ.
那就跟那些不信的人。
And we will have the difference. We will be different from that of Gentiles.
他们是追求世上肉体的这些事情。
Gentiles are they are always after the things of this world.
我们怎么样学耶稣基督？
How can we imitate Christ?
这里说啊，第一个我们听他的道理。
First of all, we must hear from him.
为什么我们要听道理？
Why should we hear?
就是为这件事情啊。
It is for this very matter.
听道理给我们信心，同时呢，让我们知道怎么样在生活上来披戴基督。
Once you listen to the sermon, then you know how to conduct your life and to live in Christ.
听了之后呢，要领受， 他的教训。
And after you hear the sermon, you must accept it.
所以我们当我们听了圣经的道理之后，我们就要去思想，他这个是教训我们什么？我们要领受这个教训。
After listening to the sermon, we must try to think, what is the message that is trying to put across to us?
像刚才我们从以上的那些圣经啊，那些道理啊，我们领受了这些教训。
Just like the verses that we have read moments ago, what is the kind of teachings that we have learned?
好，那领受之后要去学习啊，要把它表现生活上表现出来啊。
And after you accepted all these teachings, you must try to do it in your everyday life.
把这个真理啊实行在我们的生活上面。
To use the truth, to practice the truth in your life.
所以这个旧人呢。旧人就脱掉了
，and your old self will be put off。
然后呢，心智也改换了
，and your heart will be renewed。
因为我们领受了这个教训了，就道理进入我们的心里头去啊，心就改变了。
And when the words of God is in you, you will be renewed and changed。
然后啊，穿上新人
，and you will put on the new self。
神的形象就出来了
，and the image of God will be manifested。
这个是神的儿子。
And people could see the Son of God in you.
因为人就是按照神的形象造的。
Because God, humans are, men are made out of the image of God.
所以当我们真正披戴了基督，就穿上了新人。
When we truly put on Christ, we have truly been renewed.
信心的功效在我们的行事为人上面表现出来。
And the effect of our faith, shall be manifested.
就看到神的形象。
Then we could see the image of God.
有真理的仁义和圣洁。
There will be the holiness and also righteousness of our faith.
真理就是圣经的神的教训。
And the truth is the teachings of the Bible.
我们的行为，我们行事为人，就按照主耶稣的教训。
Our conducts we will conduct ourselves according to the teachings of the Scripture.
圣洁，不犯罪。
And to be holy and sin no more.
遵守主的命令，爱人如己啊。
And to go according to the commandments of God and to love others just like loving ourselves.
这个就是真理的仁义圣洁。
And this is the truth, the love and also the holiness.
就是披戴基督的样式。
And that is the way that we put on Christ.
所以愿我们大家都能够过这样的生活。
I mean, all of us live the life of faith.
得到神的喜爱。
To that we are able to receive the love of God.
蒙神的赐福。
And to be blessed by God.